Welcome back to Relevant, the podcast that aims to make Jesus Christ a more real and relevant part of every day. Oh my gosh, we are super excited for this episode. It's God of Water to Wine. I'm going to tell you the context why I chose Zella. Okay, please. So yesterday I had to present something for this like panel for one of my classes.
Okay.
And so it was this like 10-page paper that I had written, and then you like turn it into a presentation. And so I was presenting, and the presentation went great. And then at the end of it, it was all like all this presentation came from this class that I did with this teacher who is my favorite teacher that I've maybe ever had in the history of ever. Like, love him so much. He's so good. And so because he was the one who walked us through creating this paper in the class, he was there on the panel to, like, see us present it, you know? Like, see his little kiddos and their grown-up all little work. It's like proud parent moment. So I presented. And then he just, like, sent this, like, long email to all of us just, like, hyping us up. And I was like, I just love this man. He's just everything that I want to be as a teacher. I'm going into teaching, fun fact. Anyway, so I just had this moment when I was just kind of thinking about this experience, thinking about him as a teacher, and thinking about the fact that I love his teaching so much that I'm going on a study abroad with him that he's leading this summer, and it'll be my fourth course that I've taken from him in, my BYU experience, which is a lot.
That is
a lot. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
No one hardly takes, like, more than one or two max, you know? So anyway, I was sitting down after all this was over, just kind of reflecting on just how great it's all been. And just this thought came into my head, all this came from a mistake. And the story of me meeting him was freshman year. I was signing up for classes and I couldn't get any of the ones that I wanted. Literally none of the ones that I wanted I could get.
The worst.
Because, you know, that freshman, it's really discrimination. Yeah. They put you at the very bottom of the queue and it's just so hard to get anything and generals even. So long story short, my mom had texted me and she was like, hey, like, I know you've been stressed about this. Like, I was looking at some of your options. I saw this one, it looks kind of cool. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I just signed up for it. I went, turned out to be my favorite class, not just of the year, but like ever. And so I took another class from him and another class and another class. And all of this stemmed from a mistake and this problem that I couldn't.
Yeah.
I made a mistake when I was trying to form my classes and I didn't get in the queue on time, but like one of my favorite parts of my college experience has come out of it. And after thinking that the metaphor and the parable of the water to wine came into my head, and just this phrase that God didn't create that problem, but he did change it. You know, when the Savior walked up to this party, like, yeah, Jesus created all the water on the earth, but he didn't create that problem. You know what I mean? He wasn't like, Mary, Mom, I'm going to do you dirty right now. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure we run out of wine. No, like, he had nothing to do with that problem.
Yeah.
But just because he didn't create it doesn't mean he wasn't willing to change it. And I just feel like that's like such a beautiful principle that, like, even I don't know if his hand was in that specific detail of, oh, I know Amelia will love this professor, so I'm going to mess up her whole schedule and make this really hard for her.
Yeah.
Or it was just really, really hard. And because I prayed about it and really wanted his help, like, he just brought the best into it. Like, I don't know. And I won't know until I'm dead, to be honest. But I just kind of wanted to invite everyone to think about the problems that they can't change and ask him to change it, you know?
Yeah. I think it's also cool that, you know that phrase, like, not my monkeys, not my circus?
Yeah.
For some reason, I've, like, heard that a lot recently. But I think it's easy for us to just be like, hey, that's, like, that's not my problem. I'm just not even going to try.
Yeah, you know?
Sometimes there are problems that other people have or, like, people in our lives that, like, we don't create, but we can be an active force of, like, helping them, you know, helping them get out of it or helping them see the good or whatever. So I just think that's a cool application.
Yeah.
But when I was studying, I just was thinking, like, God turns water into wine all the time.
Mm,
like, his transformative power is everywhere. And I'm sure I didn't even notice it. And it was actually funny that you chose this, because that's a phrase I actually say pretty frequently. It's like, God's out here just turning water into wine, baby.
I totally think I've heard you say that, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's funny really to say, but it's true, because it's true.
It really is. Yeah. All the time. And
I love that this was, like, his first miracle.
Yeah.
His first miracle ever was a perfect example of transformation.
Ooh.
You know, he could have been like, he could have done something where, I guess a lot of his miracles are transformative. But
this one is like strictly transformative. Like, it's not healing because there was no human being to be healed. Like, it's just strictly raw transformation.
Yeah. And I think that this is something that we've talked about before, but like, mm-hmm.
If God repeats things, we can repeat things.
I think that something that a lot of people in the world are looking for is transformation. Yeah. Like, yesterday I was driving, and on the freeway there was like this poster that was like, or this billboard that said, "Transformation you can trust." And it was for like,
surgery
or something.
Lately, there have been some, like, pass it on ones, you know? The other person might be right. Pass it on. I thought that was the, okay.
No. But, like, that's just an example of, like, the world giving what we deeply want, which is to be transformed. Like, we want to go from where we are now, and we want to become something better.
Yeah.
And I think that the world really feeds into that, and there's all these beauty products, and there's all these, like, I don't know, like, even just, like, other, like, maybe not necessarily worldly, but, like, meditation practices and, like,
yes.
What's that?
Life, like, coaches. And
what's that, like, put it into the universe and it comes
manifestation.
Like, all these things that are, like, oh, if you try this, your life will be transformed. Or try this, like, face wash that I use. It will transform your skin, right? I just think that, like, we all crave that. But really, when it comes down to it, like, who's the source of pure transformation?
Oh, that's good.
It's Jesus.
That's good.
You can't get it any better than he can give.
No, totally.
So.
Ooh. I love how you said, you just pointed out that it is his first miracle.
Yeah.
And something else that I noticed about this miracle that, I don't know, I hadn't really noticed before was that it's one of the few that include his mom, you know?
Yeah.
Mary, I mean, I think his whole crucifixion is kind of a miracle too. So, and she was there for that. But this first one included his mom. And I was reading this talk about this miracle of water to wine. And it referenced how in one scripture, it says that Mary is a precious and chosen vessel for Christ.
Yeah,
And I just think it's fascinating that this miracle that involves his mom, the vessel, includes vessels, you know, of water.
Yeah.
And I think just as these vessels carried water, she carried the living water, which I just think is so cool. And so if you read this parable this way, and if the water and wine in there is symbolic of him, I think the reaction of the people who partake of it is like, so interesting, you know, like they taste it, and what is their reaction? They're literally shook. You know what I mean? They're surprised by how good it is, because it's like unexpectedly good. They weren't ready for it to taste this good.
Mm-mm.
And the exact verse, I love this, the NIV translation, John 2:10, it says where the Lord of the party, he's like, wow, everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the very best until now. And I just, this idea, I love this idea of like tasting Jesus. You know what I mean? That phrase is used so much in scripture. Like in Psalms, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
And I just love that. And so I guess part two invitation is like, try him out. Like, he might come later than you expect. It might come further down the road than you were ready for later along in your party, but you will be shocked by how good his love tastes. You will find it so unexpectedly good.
Yeah.
And it won't, I don't think it'll feel like the Savior kept those blessings from you, but saved them for you, you know? It wasn't really good, like the Lord of the party was like, oh my gosh, why did you keep this from me? He was like, wow, you saved this for me until the end. Like,
yeah,
he's really saved this. So, and you know, maybe he's called the Savior because he's the king of saving up the best of the best for you.
Dude. I love.
So sweet. Also, a little plug. We're going to be doing an episode on Christ as the Savior soon with a fun guest. So.
Yeah. Look out for that.
Stick around. Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I think it's so good to just like. Another invitation. Sit down and just. Ask yourself, when has God turned my water into wine?
Yeah.
Like, when are times when he's done that for me? Because he does it all the time.
Literally.
And I think that you just have to look for it, right?
Yeah.
And try to taste it. Yeah. Try it out.
Yeah.
See what it tastes like.
Give it a gar.
Yeah, dude.
Well, awesome. We love you all, and we hope you remember that God is really out here looking out for you, out here changing water to wine.
Yep.
And look for that this week. So we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Ooh. I want to edit that out.
Okay. We can do that.